From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 8th at 8:55, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Seeing some more red on the screen today. Looking at the radar, you've got some rains popping up across many areas of the Corn Belt. Plentiful rain in the forecast. Also, yesterday afternoon's crop condition report showed corn ratings up 1% compared to a week ago at 74%. This has Iowa's crop rated at 86% good to excellent, one of their highest ratings in history. This national corn rating at 74% compares to a year ago at 68%. And it does have pressure on the corn market. Right now, you do have September corn futures down 5.25 at 398.25. December is down 5.75 at 415 even. March corn down 5.75, 431.5. Out into the May of 26, down 5.5 at 442.75. Bean conditions unchanged at 66% good to excellent. That compares to a year ago at 68%. But again, there's plentiful rain in the forecast, and funds look to be getting out of their net long position in beans, possibly flipping to a net short. We're on some critical support here, so it's very important that the market close well today and not give those lows under 10.15 in November. It could accelerate the selling. Right now, August bean futures down 6.75, 10.24.75. September beans down 3.75, 10.09.75. November beans down 2.75 at 10.18 even. January 26 beans down 2.75 at 10.34 even. Soy products mostly lower. August soy meal down 70 cents a ton at 271.50. August soy oil down 10 points at 53.84. The spring wheat conditions, 50% good to excellent. That was down 3% and well under a year ago, which was 75%. Winter wheat ratings at 48% with the harvest pegged at 53%. Yet the wheat market is showing some weakness in here with September Chicago down 2.75. 548.75. The March wheat contract, I'm sorry, December of 25 wheat down 3.25 at 467. March of 26 down 3 in Chicago, 585.5. September Kansas City wheat down 5.5 cents at 522 with the December contract down a nickel even at 547. That Minneapolis contract down 4.75 in the December, 652.25. In the case of the livestock market, seeing some strength again, had a strong day yesterday, following through to the upside today. Expectations for cash trade this week in cattle are steady at worst, maybe even a touch better. And you do have October live cattle up 127 right now at 214.25. December live cattle up 107, now 110 at 214.52. February live cattle up 90 cents at 214.50, with the April's up 85 at 213.95. Feeders triple digits higher as well. August feeders now up 130 at 315.02. October feeders up 127 at 312.67. November's up 135 at 309.77. Slightly lower in the hogs. August lean hogs down 20, 106.90. October's down a nickel at 92.82, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day.